Halloween means ghost stories, and the master of ghost stories in India is an 87-year-old man who lives in the mountains and seems to have an inexhaustible stock of them, many of them set on lonely, winding mountain roads among whispering pine trees. Like a Face in the Dark, where a schoolteacher named Mr. Oliver goes for a walk and comes across a boy crying, his face in his hands.
The boy looked up. He took his hands from his face and looked up at his teacher. The light from Mr. Oliver's torch fell on the boy's face, if you could call it a face. It had no eyes, ears, nose, or mouth. It was just a round, smooth head with a school cap on top of it. And that's where the story should end. But for Mr. Oliver, it did not end here.
That's award-winning writer Jeet Thayil reading A Face in the Dark at the Tata Steel Kolkata Literary Meet a few years ago. And this is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Ruskin Bond does not just write ghost stories, but for decades, his ghost stories have deliciously spooked generations of Indians.
They say hill stations are supposed to have ghosts, and I think mostly British ghosts.
They just couldn't leave.
No, they wouldn't go away. The real people left, they left their ghosts behind.
But he says, though he's loved ghost stories since he was 10 or 11, he didn't really set out to be a ghost story writer.
I'm not really a ghost hunter or a ghostbuster. I don't go looking for them. But they do come looking for me sometimes.
He started writing ghost stories in the 1950s. He met a pretty girl in Dehradun, the hill station he lived in, and asked her to tea. And to set the romantic mood, he suggested they turn off the light.
She said, "Don't bother to get up, I'll do it, Ruskin." And she just stretched out her arm, and it got longer and longer and longer until she switched off the light, by which time I was down the staircase and out of the house. After that experience, I wrote my first ghost story.
With the very deadpan Ruskin Bond, you just never know what is fact and what is fiction. But he says he's an old-fashioned ghost story writer.
And a little girl complained to me not so long ago. She came up and said, "Sir, I like your ghost stories, but can't you make them more scary?" She said, "They're not frightening enough." So I promised I would try.
He admits it's getting harder to write a ghost story, not just because there are fewer darker corners in our brightly lit world.
It's harder to scare people or frighten people now with stories, ghost stories, because it's really the horror story that's taken over.
And Mr. Bond is not a fan of explicit gore. It leaves him shaken, not stirred.
Because we are not allowed to use our imaginations now. Everything is sort of drummed into our heads.
But old-fashioned as it might be, he keeps writing about ghosts who hang around dark evenings in old hill stations.
I only write ghost stories when I run out of people and when I run out of other ideas, and then I have to write a story, and then you can't run out of ghosts.
And now, in old age, he finds the idea of ghosts more comforting than scary, like the one he says who visits him at night now and then.
Sometimes I don't sleep too well. I have a restless night, and the blanket or the rizai slips off my bed, and I'm conscious of someone picking it up, putting it back on top of me, tucking me in, and when I put the light on, there's nobody there.
Just a little perfume in the air. As for Mr. Oliver, he ran from the boy with no face till he thankfully found a watchman with a lantern, and he told him about the horrific sight he had just seen.
"Do you mean it was like this, Sahib?" asked the watchman, and raised the lamp to his own face. The watchman had no eyes, no ears, no features at all, not even an eyebrow, and that's when the wind blew the lamp out.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW. Happy Halloween!